This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden presented vastly different worldviews on Monday about the cause of the historic destructive wildfires in the western United States, which have killed at least 35 people. In California, President Trump, brushing aside concerns about climate change as a catalyst for the increasing number and intensity of such fires, reiterated his call for western states to practice better forest management. Meanwhile, in Delaware, Biden said Trump's climate change denial did not cause the fires, but if Trump wins a second term, he said, these are exact words, these hellish events will continue to become more common, more devastating, and more deadly. Trump has stayed mostly silent about the widespread devastation in the three solidly Democratic states of California, Oregon, and Washington, where more than a million hectares of land has burned. California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom said Monday that at Mr. Trump's appearance, that 56% of the land in California is federally owned, so the federal government has a major responsibility in forest management, along with the state. The president replied, it's a big problem, and it will get solved. Tens of thousands of people have fled their homes. Smoke and flames have combined to envelop the cities of San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland, with some of the worst air quality in the world. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Monday the Trump administration will review a bid this week by Oracle Corporation to buy the Chinese-owned short video app TikTok to make it a U.S.-headquartered company. Mnuchin told CNBC that the U.S. government has, in his words, a lot of confidence in both Microsoft and Oracle. Those are the two firms TikTok had been considering selling to. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Protests against police violence in Colombia have left at least 13 dead and hundreds wounded after police and protesters clashed in major cities across the country. The demonstrations were triggered after a September 9th video surfaced showing two officers in the capital, Bogota, pinning down and repeatedly tasing 46-year-old lawyer Javier Ordonez. Police Ordonez was drinking on the street with friends and not following social distancing rules. In the video, Ordonez is heard begging the officers to stop. He died later in a hospital after suffering 9 skull fractures. Protesters took to the streets in Bogota, smashing and setting fire to police vehicles and stations across the city. Security forces responded with rubber bullets and tear gas. That violence set off more demonstrations, which expanded across the country. Hurricane Sally is closing in on the Louisiana-Mississippi coast with rapidly strengthening winds of at least 145 kilometers per hour and the potential for as much as 60 centimeters of rain. It's one of 5 storms lined up as if on a conveyor belt across the Atlantic Ocean. Sally is expected to reach Louisiana's southeastern tip around daybreak on Tuesday and make its way northward into Mississippi on a path that could threaten the New Orleans metropolitan area. Yoshihide Suga, the person almost certain to succeed Shinzo Abe as Japan's prime minister, said Monday he wants to continue with the policies of his predecessor and push structural reforms while removing barriers between the bureaucracy. Suga made the comments in a speech soon after he was overwhelmingly voted in as the next leader of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party. The 71-year-old has said he will pursue Abe's key economic and foreign policies. Suga is virtually certain to be elected prime minister in a parliamentary vote Wednesday. Because of the LDP's majority in the lower house, he will serve out Abe's term as party leader through September 2021. The head of the World Health Organization's European branch says his organization expects a rising number of COVID-19 deaths in October and November. Hans Kluge, a Belgian public health specialist, also warned that a vaccine would not herald the end of the pandemic. He said it isn't even clear whether a vaccine would help all population groups. Johns Hopkins University says since December, more than 29 million COVID-19 cases have been confirmed worldwide. There have been more than 924,000 deaths from the virus. On Sunday, the WHO reported a record one-day increase of nearly 308,000 cases. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.